The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm John Batchelor with Bruce Spector, my colleague. He's the author with Anthony Celso of a new book, Rogue Allies, the strategic partnership between Iran and North Korea. Bruce, I note that of the nine names first given to us for KIA, scientists associated with the nuclear weapons program in Iran, most all of them were trained in Russia as physicists. Weaponeering trained. They were all about high explosives, driving into the core to set off the uranium the fission that creates the bomb. Were North Korea's nuclear weaponeers trained in Moscow as well?
Well, many of them were, John. This was years ago. As you know, the Russians built a plutonium reactor, a 5-megawatt reactor, graphite reactor, in North Korea in the late 1980s. And that was at Yongbyon, right, of course. And the North Koreans were trained and quote-unquote equipped by the Russians at that time. That was plutonium. For the highly enriched uranium stuff, the North Koreans were largely trained by the Pakistani in the late 1990s and early 2000s. So that's where they got a lot of their training. Now, I don't know for sure, but I would imagine that since 2018, when Russia started cozying up to North Korea again, I'm quite sure that as at least partial payment, some payment for the war that the North Koreans have been helping the Russians to wage, they expect for their nuclear technicians to get some more modernized training on their nuclear program. I think that's a natural thing. And I would not be surprised if that had happened. But there is no record of North Koreans going to Russia between about 1992 and 2018. So there's a big gap there. And we'll have to see how this works out once we see more battle damage assessment on how much has been destroyed of Iran's program.
I want to confirm my memory that you reported Iranian technicians, scientists attending North Korean nuclear weapons tests more than once. When did that happen?
It did twice, in fact. That was the last one, I believe, was back in 2012, the third test, which many assessed to be a test of a highly enriched uranium weapon. And the reason for that is the first two tests were plutonium tests. That was not the focus of Iran's program at the time. And so they obviously sent their engineers and technicians twice to observe North Korea's nuclear tests.
Did we ever get names of who attended from Iran?
We did not. These came from widely dispersed press reports, but I would say, you know, the press reports make sense and are quite credible, including James. So it's credible that they were there. We just didn't see a list of any names.
Finally, North Koreans are famous for digging tunnels. Are they the constructors of the deep hardened sites that the bunkers for the leadership of Iran? Do you know? We have 30 seconds.
Well, the bunkers for the leadership, there's no doubt North Koreans helped construct those. They are also behind Natanz, that site there, building those underground HEU facilities for the Iranians. And they're probably behind a lot of other underground stuff. I think it's worth noting that North Koreans are literally the best at building underground facilities in the world. They've not just done it for Iran, but also for Hezbollah and Hamas as well. So very interesting stuff.
Bruce Bechtel, the book is Rogue Allies with Anthony Celso.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.